Hosom loishchicha shichus. I tell you, over there by minchatayin, it's not so shchich, it becomes shikur. So therefore we tell you, if you start a tita sudur, you will have to finish it and have a mincha later. Aber hocha shchiach shichus. Mashenke, by night time, if you first eat your sudur, and then you worry about davening marav later, we're afraid maybe you become shikur in the middle of your sudur, and you won't have time to daven. Strashi, loishchicha shichus. And derech lishtaker miboy joint. You don't get shikur miboy joint. Lefikos, therefore, by mincha, even if you started to eat when you weren't supposed to, we tell you, goymer, finish your lunch, finish your suda. Abu balayla, mashenkin, at night time, also lishtake besudosin. Now, shkiyat to become shikr. So we can't tell you first finish your suda, then davamara. We're afraid you become shikr and you won't be able to daven. Inami, another teres the Gemara says is, the mincha, kivan de kfiya lo zimna, without there's a special time, when to daven mincha only until shkiya. After that, you can't daven. Is mirsas? People are afraid. They know they have to make the time. Lo yosil mifsha, and people won't be pasheya to miss the zman mincha. Mashenkin arvus comes about davening mariv at night. Kivun the kula leila zman arvus. Since you have the whole night time to daven mariv, is people take it easy? They'll come home at the beginning. I'll eat a little bit, and I'll worry about. I have a whole night to daven mariv. Is le mirsas? People aren't afraid. Lo yosil mifsha. We had the gemara brachas. You eat a little bit, you sleep a little bit, before you know it's the morning already. So since people are not so worried about davening marav, they feel they have the whole night time, they are past the gzeira that if marav is a chayva, you'd have to stop eating until you daven marav first. So Tayyaz asked the kashya when he said that marav is rishus, for a place I have to say krishma at night, which is zichad yiraisa. So Tayyaz says, the problem is you already said krishma. It's only after Rabbanu Dikadin of Davini Marav with the man Yamitz Rishus, you'll be Mutter. But Tayy says here, we had in Brachas also of Nir Lari, I feel the man Yamitz feels Arvis Rishus is Ein Levat Lebuchinim. Rishus doesn't mean that if you want to, yes, but if you don't want to, nothing's wrong. No, even Rishus means you have to. Bechinam, you shouldn't be Mevatom. Ela Bishvil Shum Tzarech, only if you have a big purpose, a good Tzarech, for missing, then you're allowed to miss. Kamoi, Bishor Himanayud Hocha. If you unbuckled your belt, it's a big tircha to put it back together again, so you're mad to you. Oy, im yesh poi shum mitzvah shein averis, yasa mitzvah. Or bestam, for no purpose, avada bechini mikim bim avata marav. That means right, because Yaakov Avinu was mesakim to daven marav. The zam mestavrev, when Yaakov was mesakim, we stam saying it's a reshus. If you want to, yes. If you don't want to, no. Or so you see, there is even a talat of reshus, mitchil avad yemachuyuv to daven, yemachuyuv to daven marav. Just that if you have a good purpose to miss it, you're allowed to miss it. Fret the Gemara, Maske Bar Rav Ashi, Tzrichusa Lemeiser Himanayu? Is it such a big tircha to put back on your belt? What are you saying? Since you took off your belt, you don't have, if it's a reshus, you don't have to daven marav. What's so difficult to put on your belt? V'yoy, Leiku Hachi V'litzli. So what? You took off your belt, you unbuckled your belt. So what? Daven the way you want now. Daven marav with an unbuckled belt. And the Gemara Mishum Shenema, the Pasuk says, Hikoin Likras Alatecha Yisrael. Prepare yourself, make hachana before you go to daven. So therefore, you're supposed to have your belt buckled before you daven. Drashi, Hikoin Likras Alatecha, Hisno Lefonav. Make yourself look nice in front of Hashem before you daven. So Tayy speaks out. The Gemara really has two questions. Is it such a tircha to buckle your belt again? And the Gemara doesn't answer on that. But then he says, "Loichayish l'shmiyu kushy kamaisa." Well, because it's true, if tefilas arvus is only reshus, it's little of a tircha to buckle your belt. So we're not mechayiv you to do that tircha, rather finish your suda and daven marav later. But the Mar says the reason why you can't daven without your buckle, without your belt buckled, is because the felt in hikran likus lakechem. Before you come to daven, you have to prepare yourself. So Taisa says, Mikan shetzorech ulazar chalatzoso kishim espalu, that you have to lechura put a belt around you when you daven. This is the meaning some people wear a garpul. As this then as hika, and you're supposed to put an azer like a belt around you. So teiz of a machzav vitri meforish that tam de bin an azer. How come you have to wear a belt? Shiloye liba roye server. So nu alocha that normal then they used to wear like the dress, even the men. So if you didn't have a belt around you, your lathe could see the erva. They didn't wear pants. They had to wear a belt around them to make a hefsik between the lave, the heart, and the ervon. But us,
We wear pins, and we have a belt around the pins. And on Tzricham Lazer, we don't have to have a special galta for davening, because our pins, and the word Dinalach is brought down even if you're not wearing a belt. The pants is tight against your waist, so that makes the hefsek that you lay, can't see the ever anymore. But since you have something tight, even your underpants that we wear also, since it's tight around you, it's called as a hefsek between your lave and the erva. Therefore, mikra din, there's no union even to wear a belt, bisman is there, and avada not to wear a gartel. But this is brought down, it's a nusa to chsidus to wear a gartel. But the ikka halacha here, as only hikoin, is to wear a belt, to have some hefsek between you and the erva.
The Tosis tells you you shouldn't even do it. I mean,
he doesn't say you shouldn't. He doesn't say you need to, right? So the law, if the Mishnah brings down the Zamachrim, they say a milsa dechsidus there is to do it. Yeah, that's what he brings down. But another pshat is some Rishonim learn here is that's only b'vnei bavul that they were shchiach a whole day to wear an ezel. Like they used to wear a belt around them a whole day. Then it's not nice to take it off for shas davening. If you wear it a whole day, you should wear it for shas davening also. But also, if you don't wear a belt the whole day, then there's no inyan to wear it for shas davening. So it'll be the same time for gatl also. If you wear a gatl the whole day, then there's inyan to wear it zikha for shas davening. If you don't wear it a whole day, mikra din, you won't have to wear it for shas tefillah. But that's when it brings down, that's a milsa, the chassidus, people do it. But halacha yama for yisuf. Right? Rava ba Rav Huna, Rami Puzmiki, he used to put on a nice pair of socks. Then he went to daven. Omar, he said, the pasuk says, he can likras al shamakecha. Prepare yourself before you go daven. So Toyi says, Rami Puzmik, mikan yesh lechiyach shein lespalu yochu. You're not supposed to daven barefoot. That's the bizoyim, as daven in front of Hashem barefoot. Elo v'tisha bav yom kippur. Only a tisha bav. In a kippur, you have a heta to daven barefoot. But azoy, al tikon, you're supposed to at least wear socks. Rather, Hank, you're supposed to wear shoes also already. Without you wear a whole day shoes, it wouldn't be nice to make yourself look less than you are a whole day. So, rather, you should wear shoes also for Shashi Davin. Shashi Rama was making nice and on pillows, chashuvim miracle. You put fancy, nice, the Kavadik socks on. Right, Rob. Yeah, okay. It's a mustach sidus, yeah, right. He has no chiv to do it, though. It's not Pshan the Gemara, though. Gemara's talking about his. That's a different halacha. That's halacha, right? That's halacha he's supposed to. That's not this. That's he's supposed to. Right? Rami, Rava Barafune, Rami Puzmiki Yomatsli. He took off his Puzmiki before he started Davin Shmonesri. His Puzmiki portion means a fancy. I forget. Well, we just says Rava. There's the shoes right here. Rava shot the Glima. Rava threw off his Glimas or his top coat. Ufocha yode, and he put his hands together like this, Omasdini David. Omar, he said, Ka'avda kami mori. He's like an Evid that has Yira afraid of his Odin. So he daven in front of Hashem, but turns hachno. So Trashi, Shodi glima, Mashlech adartam yolev. He had a fancy, very nice top coat that he took off before he daven. Shla Yira kechoshiv. He didn't want to look too choshiv in the eyes of Hashem. And Vaito Porcha Yode, Choyvik Yode Vetzvot, like put his hands together like this, Ke'odim Hamitztayim Yemis Rabbi, like you're afraid of your Rebbe, like you're begging from a Rabbi, that's the way he stood by Davin. We'll soon see how we fear Zich. Omar Kav the Kami Mori. Omar Rav Ashi, Chazdin and Lele Rav Kana, I saw Rav Kana like this. He could Tzara V'yam, one of the best times in the world is not Sholom Boilom. It's brought in halacha. That's because zman is there. There's no shalom. Is shadi glima? Then he acted the yira like in front of an eved in front of his rabbi. That he took off his adark, he took off his choshev atab begin, ufor chayod. He put his hands together. Umasli daven that way. Omer he said, "Kav de kami mori." Since I have to ask mispalo for rachma for Hashem, I'm asking like an eved in front of an odin. Abikika shalma. When there's shalom and klayus on the whole world, when there's peace. Then Lovish, he used to make himself Adarab look like a king, wear the nicest things possible. Or Mischasi or Misate from Atzli. He put the ituf on him, a nice beg, and he davened that way. Omar, because he said, the prophet says, Hika Nikras Lakech Yisrael. Prepare yourself before you daven in front of Hashem. Slamais is brought down that today is called the Mokim Shla, it's not called the Mokim Shalma. It's not peace now, there's always fighting, there's always Mokim Soros. So merely you're supposed to take a Damash Manesi Matila with your hands like this. In front of an Evid. Although it's about wearing the clothing, the loch about you're supposed to wear nice clothing. Still pasikun.
just, we don't have this sinyav. If someone have a special top coat that he only wears to look mamish tip top the best time, that maybe you shouldn't have to wear b'shas davening, because we don't have to look that choshem in front of a kodesh baruch hu. But a kohen is supposed to wear nice clothing, not supposed to wear dirty clothing. He's supposed to look nice in front of Hashem.
Rava's mara, Rava chazil Rav Hamnuna de komarach betlusa. Rava saw that Rav Huna was davening very long shmon esrei. Omer yatayne zonim. Menichin chayyela, he leaving over chayyelam, poshta means learning Torah, Torah which is negeya Torah habo, and voice can be chayyeshoa. He's being oisig in davening tefillah that's only negeya Torah mazeh. What are you davening for panoso, for sholem, in this world? So how come you're leaving over learning a Torah to daven? The more of a husav, and that's the maskona, zman tefillah luchud, or zman Torah luchud. He also know, it's true, you're supposed to learn Torah, but there's a zman for davening also. So there's a zman Torah luchud, there's a zman tefillah luchud. Trashi Chayyelam, even before Trashi, Chayyelam, Torah, Tfilah, Tzarech Shohi, L'Refua, L'Sholom, L'Mazaynus. What are we daven for? That Hashem should give us Refua, give us Sholom, give us Mazaynus. That's purposes of this world. Hashem can learn in Torah, the Karen Kayem is L'Elam Abor, he gets Chus, L'Elam Abor, that's more Choshev. And he answered back, no, there's a zman for both of them. So some say, for one say, the Machloikas will be told, the famous Machloikas, Rambam and the Ramban. That the Rambam learned is the mitzvah's essay midiraisa to daven. You have a mitzvah's essay to daven. The Ramban learns, no, there's no mitzvah's essay to daven. It's only midirabon and the whole chiv we daven three times a day. The mitzvah midiraisa is just if you have a tzorah, something is bad happening to you, then like midiraisa, you mechuyah to daven to Hashem to help you from the tzorah. But a chiv to daven every day midiraisa you don't have. So the first man the Yama held, like the Ramban, that there's no real chiv to daven every single day. So mainly he held, the Iker is learning Torah. So don't daven so long, even though the Rabboni is supposed to daven, don't daven so long. And he answered him back, no, Zman Torah Luchud, Zman Tfil Luchud means that Medirais is the Chiyah to daven every single day. So that's also Medirais to have the Chiyah to daven. Mela, there's no Chiyah, mitzvahs are not doicha Talmud Torah. The Talmud Torah is not doicha mitzvah. When it comes to doing the mitzvahs, you can't say, I'm learning Torah now. Torah didn't tell you to learn, b'shash you have to do the mitzvahs. Right. Now the Maiz says, like this last Teresa, we hold Zman Torah Luchud and Zman Tfil Luchud. You have to daven as long as you have Kavona, the best you could, then you have to learn the best you could. But Rabbi Yirmiyahu Hevi Yosef came with Reb Zera. Rabbi Yirmiyahu was sitting in front of Reb Zera, the Vyaski Vishmaita, and he was hearing a shir. Rabbi Yirmiyahu was hearing a shir from Reb Zera. His Nagelet Sluya came right before Shkia. It came late. He was afraid that he's going to miss Mincha already. Got before Shkia. The Hevi Komisariv, Reb Yirmiyahu. So he went up, he left Shir, he got to get ready, it's a Trashi, Misar, Memahir Lama, he started to get up ready to go Davim Mincha. Kori Alei Reb Zeir, Reb Zeir had kindness to him, you're leaving my Shir to go Davim Mincha. Neser Ozne Mishmaya Torah, somebody that goes away from learning Torah, Gam Tfilosa Tveva, Yishna Hashem will listen to your Tfil either. If you have kindness on him, how come you left the Davening early? So it's two Terutzim later, we'll see, and place enough Yud Aleph, Pshan Al Gemara. One Pshan Al Gemara was, the Shaila was, Reb Zeir, one time is he held that he was a terosa menosei. We have in the Mishnah terosa and menosei. You have no chiyah to daven. You only have a chiyah to say krishma if you terosa menosei, but not to daven. So Mele, the Rebbe held that they have a din of terosa menosei. They don't have to go daven. So Mele, he told them stay by shir better. And the Talmud held no. I'm not of the madrega terosa menosei. I have a chiyah to daven. The other pshat place says no, even without Toros Emanosei. The shaila was, it was like 5 minutes before Shkia, so Talmud told, I have to go daven now. The Rebbe held no, why did he have to go prepare himself? Because he wanted to prepare himself to daven. He wanted to make hachonis. So the Rebbe told him, no, what's the best hachonis to do? Learning Torah. Learning Torah and then go daven, so the learning is the hachonah. So at the time of your Messiah, if you want to go and leave, he says, if you go away from learning Torah, even your Torah, your tefillah won't be nishma. Right, miyemes sai haschol is din. When is it called you beginning to make the psak din? That we had halachis for shmon esrei that you could that once you already started the psak, you don't have to stop to daven mincha. What's called haschol is din? Reb Yirmiyahu Reb Yoina chadama meshiyasat fu hadayon. When the yonim put a talis on before they started the paskin, they put a talis on. Shrashi kishapoyskin v'din meimasai meimashchina from the emos of Hakadosh Baruch Hu they put on a talis. Another reason is for Shlayif Mirosh and Lakan. The head should not turn Lakan. Well, they daitim Yushavas Aleim. They should have da'at to know the emes of psak. So they used to put on a talus before they started to paskin. That's called the yon started the din. But if they did this, they're not mechuyev now to stop to daven mincha. They can finish the din. The chadom mishayif tochul baladinim. No, not when they put on the talus, but when the people start saying their tainus in front of the dayan. So the marvel of pligi, ho di aski the osi bedina. One is talking about he was already oisig the din before this, so he already put on a talus before. Now he's going from one din to another din. So what's called the aschol of the second din when they say the tainus? Ho di lo yaski the osi. The first case when he was told him putting on your talus, well, you didn't have any psak yet today. So how do you start your psak? First you put on a talus. That's called hascholas hadin. The osi bedina. More Rav Ami Rav Asi. Have a yasvi v'garsi ben yamudi. They used to sit and learn ben yamudi between the pillars of the building. V'chol shos v'shos, like every few minutes, have a tavchi avrod, used to like bang on the outside door, the dosha. V'yamri, a yikod yistle din al yayil v'leisi. Whoever has a din terror, a shayla come and ask us a psak. Because even though they were sitting and learning Torah, they held it zichted to go out to ask people, if you have a psak, you could ask us. Rav Chizda v'rabba barafuna. Have the Yasve Bedina Kuluyim. They were sitting and passing the whole day, Shilas. Have the Kacholish Levayu, the heart started to bother them. So Rashi has two pshat them, why the heart bothered them. Rashi Cholish Levayu, Mitzarin Shlayosko Isayim Betera. It bothered them, they were Isaac and Psak the whole day, like they're dying, they had no time to learn that day. So they were, it bothered them, they couldn't have time to learn. Is Tonalhu Rabbichia Barav. So he told him, Midifta. The Pasuk says, Vayama Toom. Vayamadom al Moshe min haboikir aderev. That they used their shalas by Moshe min haboikir aderev. If the kasha v'chitala adaitcha she Moshe yoshe v'dan kolo yom kuloi is terosai mose nasis, when did Moshe have time to learn Torah? If he stand fasting the whole day from morning to night, when did he have time to learn Torah? Elo, what's pshat? Loi meloch, she kol dayin she dan din emes la mitoi. Any dying that passed in an emes the shaylov is afilu shoachas, even 1 hour of the day or one time, it means is malol b'kosev kilo nase shutev la kodesh baruch hu b'maisha bereshis. So mamash became a shutev la kodesh baruch hu, as it means to tell him, you should know, you feel bad, you didn't have time to learn today. You should know passing in the shaylov is even more important than learning Torah. You become mamash a shutev la kodesh baruch hu. What's the raya? Ksiv hocha, the pasuk says here v'yamo do mal moishem min abayku aderim. They asked him Shailas Psat. Uksivosum Vayera Vayivika Yemechot. So Mela is such a chosh of a zach, so meant to say, don't feel bad you didn't learn today. Shrashi, Toni Lechia Barav, Shegodul Scharhat Dayonim. It's a very big schar you get for the past in the Shaila. Where it's thorough and don't feel bad. That's one pshat. Shrashi Vulay Nira. Shrashi does like this pshat. The Ainza Mashmoit Lochin Levayo. It's not the pshat, the heart. Pasha meant the heart felt bad, had they felt faint. El loshin cholish datayu. It should have said a loshin cholish datayu. They had a bad feeling. The loshin cholish levayu, that the heart felt bad. Loshin tainus. So it's much like they're fasting. Shloi sodu kol hayom. They didn't eat anything the whole day. So they pusha. They felt weak at the end of the day. They were passing the whole day. They had no time to eat lunch or breakfast. So they felt bad. Is tonu luchia barav. He told him, Shein tzrichem leisha lidin kol hayom. You know you're doing wrong. Like Yisrael told Moshe, you don't have to sit yourself and passing the whole day. Elamixa sayoim, just passing part of the day, make up hours. From 9 to 1, you'll be a Pesach. Umashomim, min aboyka, the Pesach says, Moshe stood. Min aboyka, aderev, zokta medrashu. Shechoshev adove, kemaisa bresha, shenema bayem aboyka. It's only a drush in a Pesach. But really, Moshe didn't stay the whole day to pass in the shaylas. He did just a little part of the day. Why does the Pesach say, min aboyka, aderev? To make this drush, to say that if you do pass in emes, la mitoin, the imam is coming shoot it in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The second Torah doesn't know it. That could be his after the drusha. The Torah says here, Torah going to say mashma diyodiv din mitalmud Torah. Who it's a raya that din is better than learning Torah. What in the Torah glass the moikon? Sheinu mumchin shepom noitzu machashoychem. If you're not a good dayan, then you shouldn't be a poisik. But if you're a good dayan in the chlam, it's mashmi. It's more chosh of the dayan is than the limud Torah, the din Torah. Right. Admosai Yeshvim Adin. So now by saying you're not supposed to pass in the whole day. So Matchilu, what's the corner? How long should a dayan keep his dayanus open? His desdin open? Amir Rav Sheshes Ad Zman Suda. until this man Sudah. We'll soon see what it is. The first 5 hours, the first 6 hours of the day. Omar Rab Choma Maikro, what's the right in the Posik? The Posik says, Ilucho Eretz Shemalkeich Noar. It's a bad thing that your melo should be like a nar. V'sorayich Baboyke Yechelu, when you sorim to eat in the morning. Ashrech Eretz Tob is good, the Eretz Shemalkeich Ben Chor. If your Malki, your Melech is a Ben Chorin. V'sorayich Be'ez Yechelu, the Gvura. He should be Yosik in Gvura, V'loi Bashasi. Not in stam drinking yain, stam shikras, but be esik in gevura. We dash in be gevura shel teira, v'loi b'shtir shel yain. That the melech the dayin should be esik in teira, and not in shtir shel yain. So you see, it's telling this man of achilo. So calls the man achilo the first 3 hours of the day, that's when the dayin should have the dayan is open, and after they should close it. Rashi shemakecha dayencha shel dayin kore melech. Shenema melech v'mishpat yamod eretz. Tana rabbonin. How the ketzet say that when you're supposed to eat? Shor rishoyna maichaludim. It's the first hour of the day. Now, the poshet means whenever you get up. It's called the first hour. So the first hour when you're up, who eats then ludim? Trashi uma shakurin kalmbish cannabis. Canapoles. Yeah. V'yoichle odim hein. They eat people. Vayim rabbatzlanim. They're very hungry. They're hungry people. So they can't go an hour without eating. So if they get up the first hour, that's the month for them to eat. Shania, the second hour of the day, Michael Listen. Listen, they worked hard the whole night, they steal the whole night, that's when they work. So male, it comes the morning, they're tired and they're hungry. So by second hour, they have to eat already. Shlisha is the third hour of the day, is Michael Yoshim. Yoshim's people have got a big Yerusha, they don't have to take care of, do any work, so they can afford to be lazy. So the third hour, they don't have to do any business, they go to eat right away. Revi is the fourth hour, that's Michael Perla. People have to go work. First, they have to do some work. And first, the fourth hour of the day, that's when they sit down to have the Suda. Chamisha is the fifth hour of the day, that's Maicha Kolodim. A normal person, that's when he has the Suda. At the Gemara's times, he used to only have two Sudas in the day. One Baboike, one Berus. They didn't have a breakfast then. Right. So when did they have their first Suda? That was the fifth hour of the day. For the Gemara, Aini, Vomera Popo Revius Zman Sulak Suda Kolodim. Forget the fourth hour of the day, that's the Zman for everybody. Ella is like this. Revius Maicha Kolodim. The fourth hour, that's the Zman teach for everybody. Chamisha is the fifth hour of the day, that's Michael Perlman. Shisha is the sixth hour of the day, that's Michael Talmid Chacham. He's a Talmid Chacham, gets up in the morning, the first thing he goes is to sit and learn, and he learns and learns and learns until he gets tired, until he gets hungry. So the sixth hour, that's when he should have a Suda. Mikan v'yelich, and if you wait till after the sixth hour to have your first Suda, it's no good, it's not healthy. It's kizervik ever l'chamas, like you're throwing a stone into an empty barrel. It's no good, it'll hurt you. Rashi Kizorik, Rashi Michael Yorshim, the third hour. Yorshe Hoin Ra, people that yashin a lot of money. Shloi Tircho, but enough to have any Tircho. Vein Asukim Vadoigim Loshet Achim Zenith, enough to worry about making a panosa first. Velasik Demlocha. So they could eat the third hour. For a normal person that has to go work. So panosa, first he has to worry about his panosa, and then he'll worry about eating. Kizorik Evan the Hamas, Kosher Leguf. It's very hard for the Guf. It's not so bad, it's not so good either. That's all. So Kitzur, when it says the dayan just stay open, push to means the first 6 hours until the Zman Achila. Omer Abaya, lo yamoran, that's what we say, eat after the 6 hours, very bad for you. El do toye midi bitzafri, you had no snack, no breakfast at all. Avotoye midi bitzafri, like we do, we have some little breakfast in the morning, less than bor. Then you can wait to have your lunch for even after the 6 hour. Then it won't be shvira kosher to you. Inside the Beis HaMerchus, there's still a lot of davening. You're allowed to say Shemoneh Esrei, you're allowed to say Hashem's name. Neisef et Emar Kasha, HaNichnas LeBeis HaMerchus, if you go into a Beis HaMerchus, it's a bit house, Mokim Shebnei Odom. Oim Dem Levushim, Adomis is like Rashi says. There are three different rooms in the Beis House. The first you come into one room, that's the outside room, that people are all dressed. You come in there, maybe take off your hat and your jacket, that's all. But everybody's dressed in the outside room. Then they walk in the middle room, that's where you get undressed, and some people are dressed and some people are undressed there. Then from that room you go into the third room, the real merchat, we take your shritz, you go b'mokim zeyah. So there are three different halachas to these three different rooms. It's like this. Hanichnas l'beis merchat. Mokim shibnei adam oimdim levushim. The first room that everybody is still dressed there. Yesha mikri allowed to learn teru tefillah. You allowed to daven there also. The ain serach leim mishila shalom. Avadi kistam give shalom aleichem to somebody. Or miniyach tefillah. You could even put tefillah on there. The ain serach leim mishena chelitz. Avadi you don't even have to take off your tefillah. you're allowed to put tefillin on mechila. Hey, the outside room of the merchat is a regular room. Makim sheh b'nei adam oyim demarumim ulevushim, the middle room where people start to get undressed there. So some people are undressed and some people are dressed there. It depends. Yesham shilah shalom. There you're allowed to say shalom aleichem. You're allowed to speak Hashem's name. The ain shom mikra, but you're not allowed to learn Torah there or tefillah. You shouldn't say tefillah. Then you shouldn't say any brachas there. The ain cholas tefillin, but you're not mechuyu to take off your tefillin. But the ain a maniach lechatchila. If you didn't put on your tefillin yet, you're not supposed to put them on in the middle room of the merchat. Right. Well, that's a shaila. Some shita say even if nobody's there, and some people say only if there are some people there. Right. If there's nobody there, there's some people. Some achrayim amekel. Mishmur brings down both all of this. What?
The dressing room varmint and the din of the...
Right, it's where the middle room, has din of the middle room, like our dressing room, right. Mokoyim sheh b'nei adam oim dim arumin. Inside the base of America, so everybody is undressed there. Then, ein shem shila sholem. You're not allowed to say shalom aleichem there, because sholem is Hashem's name. Can't say it in front of an orum and a... The ein sorach leim mikra, avadi, you can't say Torah there. V'otvili, you can't daven there. Inside the inside room where people are undressed, you have to take off your tefillin. You can't put on your tefillin. So Mel Shver, the first din, how could he say you're allowed to go in? He said, he said you're allowed to daven. Poshni meant even in the inside room, and here was saying Klorot Sosser. On the inside room, it's Sosser. And the Gemara, ki kama ravada barava, v'merchad shein b'yodim. Talking about America that nobody's there. So there, inside, you're allowed to do it. Fred Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Merchat Shomru, this Beis HaPnimi, the inside of the Merchat, Afal Pi Shein Bayodim, even though nobody is inside it, and who are then Beis HaKisei Shomru, the same Malach in the Beis HaKisei, you're not allowed to say, Divrei Torah, inside a Beis HaKisei, what Beis HaKisei we're talking about? Beis HaKisei Shomru, Afal Pi Shein Bayodim, even though there's no Tzaya there, right before. No. And Davin, even if nobody's there, still it's also to Davin. Hey, since the inside room is Meyuchot from Mokom, where people are there undressed, you're not allowed to Davin there, even though nobody's there. So the Mora Eliki Kom Ravada. When did Ravada say you're allowed to Davin in the Beis HaMerchot, in the inside room, Bechadati? He meant to say a new Beis HaMerchot that nobody went into yet. So since nobody used it yet, it doesn't have Zuma yet, it's not Pashtumkin there, therefore you're allowed to Davin there. Fred Gemara, no. For me, boy, lay Ravina. Ravina had this for Shiloh. Has minu la beis hakisei. You made a room that you can use it for beis hakisei. You never used it yet, but you made it and you set it aside. Mahu, is it also now to daven in there even before you used it or not? Ye zimun or yein zimun. Is it such an issa, the fact you prepared it, you set it aside to be used for beis hakisei, you can't use it or not? V'lo yashitle, and he wasn't placed in the Shiloh. So the chur alav hu adin l'merchat. The chur should be the same suffix by merchat. Halacha by Amerchatz is, once you used it, the inside room, sheet, you can't daven there, even if nobody's there. But now that nobody used it, just you set aside this room to be the Beis Amerchatz, the Chur Rav should also have a suffix, and he wasn't purchased it. So still Shver, how was he mati to daven there? So it's Gemara name, it's no kasha loy.